A political scientist at the University of Ghana, Dr. Agridaku, says pressure groups in the country should take up issues that promote national interest. Dr. Daku is of the view that if pressure groups carry out demonstrations free of political verbal attacks over a period, they will be deemed credible and in a position to promote accountability. In an interview with Radio Ghana on the activities of pressure groups, Dr. Daku believes that for a country to consolidate its democracy, activities of pressure groups should be tolerated. He spoke to Rita Ampabintete.
We are talking about pluralism, pluralism of opinion, pluralism of organizations, and so on. So you will find out that these are associations or interest groups, very important actors within any democratic system. They are able to aggregate and articulate interest. They have some longevity of tenure because their operation within the state is motivated by the simple fact that ideas matter. If ideas matter, then they must also contribute towards the shaping of public opinion and shaping of public policy. You reckon that some dictators in the past really they had revulsion towards the existence of civil society organizations or some of these interest groups and associations. Their contention was that these associations are like worms in the bowels of the state. But when we are operating a liberal democracy such as ours, then you expect that these interest groups and associations will fester. They will exist.
Are these groups in for a serious business that seeks to hold government accountable? Or do you think they are in for their own political gain?
Let's look at it from this angle. Sometimes we think that anybody who talks about corruption, anybody who talks about abuse of power, anybody who talks about maybe infrastructural gaps or what we call policy slippages and some implementation nightmares that we experience is pursuing a political agenda. In a democracy, I don't see why we claim that we are pursuing a democratic system and we behave as though we are not even democrat at heart. The problem I have in this country in recent years is that instead of us attacking the message, we tend to attack the messenger. And for me, it is a symptom of underdevelopment. And what it tells me is that we are not trying to mature, you know, as far as our democratic journey is concerned. And so instead of looking at what people are saying, we straight away pigeonhole them and characterize them as some people who are pursuing a sinister political agenda. And then we discredit the group and then we sweep the concerns under the carpet.
Is it a coincidence that when a new government is formed, you realize that a fresh, pressure group will just come in, and then when that pressure group finds its political party in power, then they die down slowly? Is it just a coincidence?
That is another, we need to also interrogate those issues. If you look at one organization like the CJA, for example, which was very vocal, you know, during the era of Kufuor. See, that is not a bad thing. So sometimes I will consider sometimes they pursue maybe a double agenda. And then that one, we want to make sure that the government in power does the things that you think will enhance the dignity of the average Ghanaian. But you see, sometimes governments are not keen in these areas because you see, the more you highlight these issues, the more if you are not careful, the unpopular the government becomes. And that is why governments find it convenient to label these organizations as appendages of political parties. Are the issues valid? Are they legitimate issues that must be addressed? Why not?
Will there be a day where a pressure group will at least praise government for certain good policies that it has put in place?
Yeah, that is what we should also be doing. It should be a double-edged sword. Double-edged sword in the sense that if a government pursues a policy that you think are credible policies, why not